The price of oil has risen by about $10 per barrel in the past few weeks. With the price hovering around $100, Jacob Goldstein from NPR's Planet Money team explains what higher oil prices mean for us.
Here's a rough rule of thumb. When the price of oil goes up by $10 a barrel, the price of a gallon of gas goes up by about 25 cents at the pump. That's a noticeable jump when you're filling up your tank, but it isn't big enough to cause a meaningful change in how much people drive or how fuel efficient their cars are. So this rise in gas prices means people are going to spend more money on gas and less money eating out, going on vacation, etc. That in turn means we'll have slower economic growth. This is definitely bad news. Coming out of the worst recession in decades, we want more economic growth, not less. Slower economic growth means we won't add as many jobs. It means the unemployment rate will take longer to fall. Still, a $10 a barrel rise in oil prices isn't enough on its own to derail the economic recovery. Estimates suggest that this rise could shave less than half a percentage point off the economy's annual growth rate. So instead of growing at, say, 3% this year, the economy might grow at 2.7%. But if the price of oil continues to shoot up, the threat to the economic recovery will grow. Oil at $100 a barrel isn't enough to send us back into a recession, but oil at $140 or $150 a barrel might be. Jacob Goldstein, NPR News.